This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Well, Mrs. Doubtfire, Adele, certainly was the big winner at the Grammys here in town, winning Best Album for 25 and Record of the Year for Hello. The singer spent most of her Album of the Year speech explaining why Beyoncé was more deserving of the award, but she also thanked the two most important men in her life. "My husband and my son. You're the only reason I do it," she said. Wait, husband? Yep, the singer must have married her longtime partner, Simon Konecki. The couple were rumored to have been married earlier last year, and now we know for sure. Despite some technical snafus with Metallica's Grammy performance, drummer Lars Ulrich enthused about Lady Gaga, who joined them on stage. Ulrich called her, quote, "the quintessential perfect fifth member of this band. Her voice, her attitude, her outlook on everything is so awesome. The performance was so effortless and organic, and she just has the spirit of hard rock flowing through her veins. It comes really easy for her," unquote. The band and Gaga are planning to reunite on a new project once their upcoming tours are both over. Speaking of Lady Gaga, A Star Is Born, the remake starring Gaga and Bradley Cooper, has been allocated a $7 million production tax credit by the California Film Commission. The movie, which will mark Cooper's directorial debut, was one of 22 announced as part of the commission's expanded tax credit program. Warner Brothers has set a September 28, 2018 release date for the film. The tax credits are aimed at halting the erosion of California-based production to states with bigger incentives, such as Georgia and New York, and that biggest villain, Canada. Chance the Rapper will launch a big North American tour this spring in support of his Grammy-winning album, Coloring Book. The trek kicks off April 24th at Valley View Casino in San Diego and wraps June 17th in Dover, Delaware. Chance also has an October 3rd show scheduled at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. Chance's tour announcement comes just days after he picked up three awards: Best New Artist, Best Rap Performance for No Problem, and Best Rap Album for Coloring Book. IMAX just opened its first virtual reality center in L.A. The center is the first of six facilities to test VR experiences for IMAX. It will show consumers a mix of games and other VR experiences on the HTC Vive and Star VR headsets. The focus will be on immersive and interactive content. The goal is to find out which kind of experiences consumers enjoy and how much they may be willing to pay for a location-based VR experience. L. Londell McMillan and Charles Koppelman are out as representatives of the Prince estate. Now how will the estate be shared among the six squabbling heirs? Well, the heirs have formed two camps. McMillan is a business advisor with four of Prince's half-siblings. CNN political commentator Van Jones represents Prince's younger sister, Tyka Nelson, and half-brother, Omar Baker. We hear that Shot Tower Capital founder David Dunn, an investment banker who worked with the estate of Michael Jackson, has been brought in as an advisor. Let's get ready to rumble! Joel and Ethan Coen have been tapped to polish the script for Universal Pictures' Scarface remake. The studio also announced the release date, August 10, 2018. Antoine Fuqua left the project as director, but sources reveal that the studio is very close to landing a new one. Diego Luna, who starred in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, is attached to reprise the role made famous by Al Pacino in Brian De Palma's classic 1983 film.
Say hello to my little friend!
Katy Perry joked about Britney Spears' meltdown a decade ago and quickly became the brunt of the hashtag Katy Perry is over party. Posted repeatedly by Britney fans who are angry at Katy for being callous about Britney's mental health, the hashtag started trending on Twitter. On the red carpet at the Grammys, Katy had responded to questions about her break from recording by saying the decision to take time off was about taking care of her mental health. Asked how'd that go, Katy said, "Fantastic, and I haven't shaved my head yet." Wow, Katy being catty. After one buttoned-up year, literally, Playboy is bringing nude photographs back to its magazine. Cooper Hefner, the son of magazine founder Hugh Hefner, announced the move on Twitter, saying, quote, "I'll be the first to admit that the way in which the magazine portrayed nudity was dated, but removing it entirely was a mistake," unquote. Playboy published its first non-nude issue in March of last year, but its latest, available on Playboy.com and on newsstands February 28th, brings back nudity. Nick Cannon has walked out as host of America's Got Talent. The comedian said, quote, "I am deeply saddened about being threatened with termination by executives," unquote, after he made a racial joke about NBC on his recent Showtime stand-up special. The comedian continued, "I was to be punished for a joke. My moral principles will easily walk away from the millions of dollars they hang over my head." Production on season 12 of America's Got Talent, which was to be Cannon's eighth season as host, is set to begin next month. The Trash Bin. Khloe Kardashian is no longer an Odom. After a marriage that lasted way past the end of her romance with former NBA player Lamar Odom, Khloe celebrated legally changing her name back to Kardashian this week. Khloe's big sister, Kim, showed off her sister's celebratory cake on Snapchat, and what a cake it was. The cake actually looked like a driver's license that read, "Wait, skinny bitch," and under a dress it said, "Freedom Lane." Congrats, Khloe. Until the next, cake.
The news wrap-up.
The Walt Disney Company's revenue for the first quarter slipped 3% to $14.8 billion, with a decline in profit at ESPN. Facebook has agreed to an audit of its advertising data after misreporting its numbers several times in the past year. Apple announced it's introducing two original video programs this spring with scripted dramas in the pipeline.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Lego Batman movie is on top of the box office this week.
The number one album.
The 50 Shades Darker soundtrack enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues to beat out the competition.
The number one fiction book.
Echoes in Death by J.D. Robb is the best-selling book in the USA.
Hey Violet is a band from L.A. that formed in 2008 under the name Cherry Bomb while its members were still in middle school. The band was originally all female, but one of them went on to pursue a solo career, and fast forward, Hey Violet added a guy and then signed to a label headed up by 5 Seconds of Summer, High or Hey Records. Hey Violet then opened for them throughout their European and North American tours. Next came radio station appearances, and, well, all that promo paid off because their new single is roaring up the charts. Here's Hey Violet with the song of the week, Guys My Age.
All we ever wanted was to go down. What we supposed to do with all his friends around?
Yeah.
Smoking weed, he'd never want to leave the house. Got an empty cushion on that sofa now.
Don't know how to touch me, don't know how to.
was LA band Hey Violet with the song of the week, Guys My Age. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.